right on the button. NC2A volleyball from the Conlon Center once again. Fresno Pacific is in the house, ranked 25 in the nation. Penguins are going to have their hands full tonight. Penguins, after last night's tough match, went to 3-1 after the best start in the Stammer era. Stuart Horn and Brian Sanchez with you tonight, courtside, as the non-starters for Fresno are getting recognized here. Fresno Pacific, 12-1 overall, 4-0 in conference. Head coach is Kelly Ryder. Winter. Kelly Winter. Brian Summer Sanchez to my left. Matt Terra and Todd Dildean are the volunteer assistant coaches for the Fresnos. 25 in the nation, Brian. I think the Penguins have a tough road to hoe, especially coming off the downer of last night's tough loss.
That's absolutely right. Fresno Pacific at 12-1, 4-0 in conference. But last night it was the undefeated in-conference Lady Penguins going down to the Silver Swords of Chaminade. So Dominican has a chance to return the favor here to Fresno Pacific and give them their first conference loss.
For the starters for Fresno Pacific, again under head coach Kelly Winter, will be number 4, Kara Mitchell, a 5'10" sophomore out of Clovis. It's just down the street, as you may know, Brian, from Fresno. Home of the Clovis Tigers, I might add. Emily Carroll is a 5'10" senior out of Billings, Montana. And Hoopia Enoch, or Inc., is a 6'1" outside hitter. She's out of Brazil. Erica Dachi, a 5'9" senior, also from Brazil, is the setter. Kathleen Anderson is a 6'1" junior from Lemoore, California, not from Brazil. And Morgan Williams, a 6'2" freshman, also from Lemoore. That's very interesting. Two players from Brazil, two players from Lemoore. For the Penguins, who are currently 3-1, as mentioned, after that tough loss last night to Chaminade, under head coach Gail Stammer, assisted by Laurel Grant and Laurel Boyd. Sari Kwan's going to get the start tonight at libero. Hannah Stocking will be out there, the 5'10" junior at Ashland. Kelsey Lardner will get the start as the setter out of Auburn. A 5'7" junior is Lardner. Skylar Moon's a 6-foot senior out of Cambria, and Samantha Rains, a 6-footer out of Placerville. Ashley Sand is a 6-foot senior out of Rohnert Park, and Katie Batchelder rounds out the squad at 5'5". Out of Quincy is good old Batchelder. We are ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. Well, Brian, I'm noticing that 4 of the 6 starters for Fresno Pacific have the hairband going. So I wonder if that's part of the uniform or if that's just the look of the starters. You know, when you're 25 in the nation, people tend to look closely at every little thing that you do. And I noticed that 4 of them have the hairband back, you know, holding the hair back. So who knows? Maybe that's it's like wearing eye black or something. You have no opinion on the matter? Usually you have you're running at the mouth by now.
Frankly, I have no idea about the headbands. All I know is that this is a serious team. And the Lady Penguins have their work cut out for them. I was looking at the stats before the game. 3 of the Sunbirds are over 100 kills on the season. Mm. Hoopia Inc. leads them all with 155. Kathleen Anderson, 103. Jesse Alcorn, 101. And Kara Mitchell's trying to join the club. She's at a measly 89 kills on the season.
Seems rather low.
12-1, 4-0. Going to have a lot of kills.
Hoopia Inc. out of Uberaba, Brazil. Getting ready for the first point. The Penguins on the southern end of the Conlon Center. As Hannah Butler has come in, the libero player, in place of Morgan Williams, to get things started, as Kwan will come in place of Batchelder, I assume, here momentarily. Before we get started, no, she's in place of, yes, Batchelder. I'll say that one more time, Brian, in place of Ashley Sand.
There it is.
On the floor, in the back row, for the Sunbirds are Kara Mitchell, Hoopia Inc., and Hannah Butler, the 5'7 freshman out of Fresno. Fresno Pacific in the house. Conlon Center. Dominican University of California. Kelsey Lardner is going to start things off for the mighty DUs. Set number one. Here we go. She runs up on the line. A perfect serve into the back corner. Taken off the arm of Adachi. Penguins now on offense. They run it up. Stocking to the middle row. Softly saved by Mitchell. Penguins falling all over the place. Three Penguins on the floor, sliding across the ice. 1 point for the Fresnos.
Which is a perfect drop shot there by the Sunbirds. Nothing any Lady Penguin could have done about that.
Penguins are backing up, waiting for a ball of fire from the Firebirds. And as it turned out, the Firebirds dumped it in short. Reigns with the kill shot from the front left corner, one apiece now.
Going to be the players like Sam Reigns or Hannah Stocking or Jessica Jones that are going to have to carry Dominican to this win tonight.
Speaking of Hannah Stocking, she has a service from the right side. A back set by Fresno. It's into the back row. Saved by Kwan. Over to Jones, who's just come into the game. Jessica Jones in that front left corner. Middle row, bumped up by Stocking. Set by Reigns. Lardner helps it across. And the kill shot is laid in there by Morgan Williams, a 6'2" freshman. A 6'2" freshman, a middle blocker. Williams is going to be tough. 6'2", she is a presence. An ace laid in there at the feet of the Penguins' back row. The perfect serve by Erica Adachi, a 5'9" senior. She's out of Sao Paulo, Brazil. Now they go to Jones and mix it up a little. Lardner with a shank. Jones with a poor bump and not a good leave. Lardner had to chase it almost out of bounds beyond the antenna and then shanked it herself. The D's could only muster two hits out of that entire play. 4-1, Fresno. Reigns goes back row. Now a set. Pancake, dink, save by Lardner. Penguins on defense. And they don't know what they're going to get. A great wall block for the Penguins. Get the hands up there. And Moon and Reigns, both with good blocks. But the Sunbirds lay it in anyway. 5-1. Good defense for the Penguins, but just how long can you put up with it? Sunbirds are making zero mistakes. 5-1. Long set over to Jones. Bumped up beautifully by Ink. And it's tipped by the front row of the Penguins, and it's out of bounds, 6-1. Brianna Adachi to serve again. She's got to be getting tired. Shoulder must start to hurt at some point. Reigns helps it over. Set up, Ink. Left side with an attempted kill by the charging Jesse Alcorn, a 5'11" junior out of Fresno. Found the sideline, Brian. I thought it was wide. My initial impression was that it was wide, but of course, Alcorn found it. That's how Fresno got to be 25, by not missing anything. Wide left on the attempted kill shot by Samantha Reigns. From the front right corner, she had a good move, a good look, and just a little wide, 8-1, trying to find the corner. An ace by Adachi. And the Penguins are out of sorts.
Yeah, Sunbirds just look dominant so far, but it's still early set one.
Good point, 9-1. Bump up by Stocking. Over to the left side, Jones goes back row. Bump to the libero player, a soft set into the net. And finally a mistake as Hoopia Inc. runs in and tried to dig it out of the net, 9-2.
That might be just what the doctor ordered for the Lady Penguins, getting Adachi out of service mode because she was automatic.
Sari Kwan to serve into the back row. The Penguins now on offense. Kwan bumps it and kind of threw everybody off. Good block by the Penguins front row. Reigns and Sand getting tied up in the front. Off of the front row and out of bounds. Point to the Sunbirds. Not the Firebirds, but the Sunbirds. 10-2. Sunbirds. Serving it up now is Hoopia Inc., 6'1" outside hitter is Ink. 155 kills on the season, according to my trusty sidekick, Ryan Sanchez. Ink serves it. The Penguins handle it nicely. It was rattling around among the front row of the Sunbirds and finally into the net. And the Penguins with the point, 10-3. Checking in for the Sunbirds is Kaylee Allen, a 5'2" senior out of Visalia. She is listed as a libero player, but in fact she's a back row player, and there is that very acute angle downward spike from Morgan Williams, the 6'2" Morgan Williams from the center of the court, Brian, and she hammered that thing at the feet of the front row. Bumped up by the Penguins over to Jones. She works it off the front row and into the grandstands. Point for the DU's, 11-4.
It's going to be a key for Dominican every time Jones or Stocking takes a hack at the ball. It needs to go for a point, because if you give the Sunbirds a chance to come back at you, it's highly likely they're going to convert.
Batchelder rotates in place of Jones. It's bumped up by Butler. Left side dinked across, helped up Penguins on offense. Hannah Stocking goes middle row. Sunbirds were all over it. It's going to be tough to fool the Sunbirds. And the killer by Kara Mitchell, the 5'10 sophomore, is complete, 12-4. Out Jesse Alcom, in Emily Carroll, who got the start tonight. She's back in there serving. 12 serving 4, an ace. Fourth ace of the night. 13-4. Fourth ace for Fresno Pacific. The runner is just a dive bombing, beautiful serve by Carroll. And it's off on the wide side, off of the Sunbirds. Toward the grandstands, the Penguins with a point. Skylar Moon's re-entered the game. 13-5. Here's Sand to serve. Sand goes way to the back row. It's bumped up nicely by Adachi. And another kill from the front row. No, it was a little bit long. 13-6. The DU's picked up another one there. Here's Sand again, two in a row. Sand serves are just blistering. To the front row, they set it up over to the left to Anderson. Anderson gets it right back in her face. A nice back set. They work it to the other side. Off the top of the net. The Penguins blocking defense is beautiful. Into the back. Picked up by Sand. Over to Lardner. Now back into the face of Stocking, who whapped it into the wall of the front row of Fresno. And boy, she was wearing it in an instant. 14-6.
Yeah, if you don't get a good shot off against this Sunbirds defense, they go up high to send the ball back. Everything they do is very high. They set it high and they slam it down hard. It's an impressive start.
And it's back in your face fast. And that's what happened there, 14-6. Service by Michaela Tucker, a 5'9 freshman out of Placerville. Penguins can't handle the serve from Tucker into the net on the attempted bring back, 15-6, set number one. Michaela Tucker will serve it again, same place, left corner, runs up on it. Katie Batch with a bump, left side over to Hannah Stocking. Stocking lays it into the front row. Hoopia Ink tried to block it, but it rolled straight down her elbows and toward her feet, 15-7. D's hanging pretty tough. Lardner with a nice serve, a poor leave, and Ink ends up in the press row. And that was a bit of a spotty bump by Ink.
Yeah, she almost joined the broadcasting booth there.
15-8. Ink with another weird bump all the way across the court. And they managed to set it back to her, and Ink unleashes the fury, and that was really a tremendous get by the DUs to even field her. Kill shot down the line is wide from Fresno. The Penguins are only six back. 15-9 in set number one, Lardner. 10 feet behind the baseline, Lardner bounces it 8 or 10 times. And they keep going to Ink, and I can see why. She's getting it high in the arms on the bump, but then they feed it back over to her in that front left corner and forget about it. 16, let's see, they gave the point to the Penguins. They gave the point to the Penguins.
They did, but it was not a Penguins point.
And they haven't changed it on the board. It still says 16-9, and this is in the grandstands. So now it's 17-9. I can't believe I'm the only guy in the cup, but you and I are the only ones in the whole place that caught it. The score is wrong. It says 17-9. It's really 18-8. Anyway. Let's see if they ever correct it. I mean, we're 2 points later. I doubt they're going to. Hoopia Inc. Check it. That was not Inc. That was Williams, who jumps up from the middle. And a loose ball that was in the open court, and the whole left side of the court was wide open. Well, it says it's 18-9, fans, so I'm going to go with whatever the scorekeeper says. You're listening to NC2A Volleyball right here in the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican and .edu. Brian and I will be back in 30 seconds. Brian Sanchez is spinning the music tonight during our breaks. 18-9 is your score. Service off the top of the tape is a good one. And Brian, when it's going right for the Fresnos, it's going right. 19-9. The service came off of the top of the tape by Kathleen Anderson, fell over, and the D's could do nothing with it. Now she goes back row. This one made it way over. The last one only made it over by an inch and a half. And this one made it over by about 8 feet. Over to the front row, and the Penguins. Lardner with a tremendous bump over to Kwan. Now Hannah Stocking goes to the back corner, but it's found easily. Hoopia Inc. goes to the back row to Kwan on her knees, out of bounds, 20-9.
You just have to be so technically perfect to defend an Inc. slam. Because even if you get a hand to it, it's going to ricochet off you so hard, it's going to go out of bounds.
At the feet of Kwan, diving forward. An ace, 21-9. And Fresno Pacific having their way with the Penguins tonight with relative ease. And the Penguins will take this one to Hannah Stocking into the back corner. Bumped up nicely by Emily Carroll in the back corner. Now Katie Batch with a bump. Left side Hannah moves over to the other side. Gets off a nice attempted kill, but the Penguins cannot defend after the dink is laid in there by Erica Adachi. So Adachi snuck one right into the middle. Back row backed up. Front row moved forward for the Penguins and left the middle row totally exposed. 22-19 set one. Anderson on the way. Moon bumps it across softly, and Moon with the block. The 6 foot Moon stuck the arms up after the dink. Subsequent to the dink, she stuck the arm up and blocked it right back in Fresno Pacific's face, 22-10. Here's Jessica Jones.
It's a great individual effort by Moon there.
Jones is back in as Stocking with the service. The Penguins collapse to the eastern or the western side of the house. And Fresno Pacific, spotting the open court on the eastern side, lets it fly 23-19 in set number one. Just as Jesse Alcom was going to re-enter the game, we'll be back in 45 seconds, 23-10, Penguin Volleyball on radio.dominican.edu.
Sonohe, 그런 Sonohe, 아름다워 사랑스러워.
Well, here we go, fans. 23-10, the end of the timeout has come. Stuart Orne and Brian Sanchez with you. September 29th, 2012. Penguins on offense, helped across by Jessica Jones after a pretty good serve by Fresno, and Jones softs it off the blockers in the middle, or in the front row. And it goes out of bounds off of the Pacifics. 23-11, Quan of the serve. Blocked by Sand, saved by Fresno. Helped across by Ink. Way over now, Sand gets it into the back row and just kind of resets things. Softly, Jones bumps it up. Last instant, thought about it. Helped across by Reigns. And Brian, I'm not sure what happened on the other side, into the net. 23-12. D's trail here in set one. Quan again. Rolls it off the top of the tape for an ace. Michaela Tucker diving for it. Do you think Quan meant to do that, Brian?
I think she was going for a short serve. I don't know if she was trying to play it off the tape, but if she was, beautifully done.
23-13, another shorty. This one clears the top of the tape pretty easily. Stocking bumps it up. Now Lardner. Jones has to flat foot it across. Libero player for the Sunbirds has it easily. Bumped up stocking. Lardner back set. Back to Reigns, back in her face, blocked by Ink. 24-13. Set point. Kara Mitchell is getting ready to come in, but she's short-stopped. Ink to serve it now. Hoopia Ink. 24-13, a good serve. Dive bombing top spinner. Softed over by Sand. Poor communication, ends up on the floor. 24-13, do you... Brian, are poised for a monumental comeback.
It's going to have to be perfect volleyball for the rest of the set.
Set point number two. Reigns to serve. Down the right line. A good get. Right side. Trouble. Bumped up by Quan nicely. Reigns back row. Taken by Adachi again. Oh, almost out of bounds. Thought it was wide of the antenna, but apparently not. Here's Jones with a killer. The backup after it was blocked. By Hannah Stocking, nicely. Quan dives for it. Helped across by Lardner. Saved by Reigns. Back up to Jones. The longest rally of the night. Deep. Game. 25-14. Set number one, Brian. Fresno looked awfully good. Penguins hung as tough as they could. I just can't imagine they could have done much better. In fact, I think, and I'm certain they got one free point in there. Actually, Fresno had to go to 27. But whatever. The DUs have their hands full with the number 25 team in the nation. Brian and I will be back in 2 minutes. First game, 25-14, right here on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. All right, here we go, fans. Set number two. Ready to get going. (laughs) 25-14 in set number one. I couldn't stand it, Brian. I had to go talk to the coach in between during the timeout.
Yeah, I saw that. What happened?
Well, 25-14 is what happened. Whether there was a scoring error or not doesn't really matter.
That's one good way to power through a wrong point if you're the Sunbirds. Just win by 11.
Just don't even say anything and just keep, you know, just win, baby. All right, so here we go in set number two. Penguins are going to give it another try. It's not like the Penguins aren't playing well. They're playing fine. And, I mean, they came out 3-0 this season, playing great.
Even tonight, they're playing pretty good volleyball. It's just going to take near perfect execution to beat Fresno Pacific because they are that good.
That is very true. So Michaela Tucker, the 5'9 freshman out of Placerville, serves it up to the Penguins. Valerie Larson has come in for the Mighty DUs, and she gets the first serve aimed right at her. And she bumps it across, but the Penguins couldn't do anything with it. Out of bounds, wide right. 1-0. The Penguins trail. Lardner, after the bump by Kwan, they set it a little too far. It was a poor leave to Stocking, who was way off balance and shanked it into the net. 2-0. Sunbirds very quickly. Here's Tucker again to the middle row. And now Price has come in, and the first touch for Price is deep. 3-0. As everybody looks back at the coach for some instruction, how do you coach against a team that's playing near perfect volleyball? Saved by Ink. Are you kidding? And Fresno bumps it across, a no-look bump that somehow found the corner of the floor. The Penguins let it fall 4-0. And even the coach for Fresno, Kelly Winter, comes up and laughs along with all the players, because I think Ink may have caught it off of her knee.
I think she kicked it.
I thought she came off the, her knee or lower, and somehow they kept it alive.
Well, volleyball's big in Brazil, so is soccer.
That's a good point. We have a combination of the two on that play. Here's Price with a helper. Price not called for palming, but it was pretty close. Saved by Kwan, diving out of bounds. Oh, no. Lardner slipped on a puddle in the back row. It looked like it was a puddle. Maybe it was dust. It was something. Lardner completely off of her feet. 6-0 here in set number two. So some good luck for Fresno and great play. A short serve to Lardner now. Right side Stocking with the killer. The wall is thrown up, somehow saved. Ink goes back row. Bumped back up by the DUs. Price is in there. Hannah Stocking throws her hands up to save it. Price with the bump. Lardner with a set. Back over to Stocking. Back row deep. 7-0.
It's going to take some work here to return these Tucker serves. She does have 15 aces on the season. The freshman dominates from the service line.
Seems like she can put it just about anywhere she wants. Here's a back set over to Stocking, who was moved over to the far side. Here's Ink with a big overhand smash. The Penguins with a nice block. Oh, brother. The Penguins block. Jade Santos blocks it with her neck, and somehow it stays in play. Brian, I think it hit her in the face. But it stayed in play. Helped across by Lardner. Out of bounds a little bit wide. 8-0.
Yeah, Santos had to play it off the shoulder because the fastball from Adachi left her with no time to react.
Yeah, she couldn't even get the hands up. Now the Penguins, Price plays it off the fingertips, kind of a knuckler. Ink smashes one. Lardner, after the ball's kept in play, they help it across sideways. Emily Carroll with a block. The Penguins on defense, Santos. Over to Stocking left side, bumped up Kwan from the back row. Lardner bumps, deep from Price again. 9-0 set two.
Yeah, and it seemed like the Lady Penguins got something going at the end of set one. They didn't come too close, but they put together a little rally, and the Sunbirds have suppressed them here in set two.
Larson comes out, reins back in. Here's the bump by Lardner. Price smashes into a wall. Lardner back set Hannah into the wall. Ink with a great block. Boy, Brian, she's doing it on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, she had a quiet 5 kills in the first set. Not so quiet here in set two.
No, she's rather loud. 10-0 here in set two. Tucker with a service ace. Price slides out, can't handle it. 11-0 in set two. Gail Stammer calls timeout. Stammer is not happy, Brian. She's not happy. 11-0. The Penguins trail in set two. We're back in 45 seconds. Radio.dominican.edu. 11-0, fans. Set number two. Tucker will continue. 10 feet beyond the back line. Tucker with a runner. And it's wide, and finally, Tucker misses the court. She was aiming for that back right corner, and she missed it by a foot and a half. Seems like a lot, considering how deadly accurate Tucker has been. 11-1 now, and the Penguins are on offense. Lardner runs up on it from the middle at the base of the back row, diving for it, dug out of the net. The D's can't do anything with it. 12-1.
Ink's going to have that shot all night because she has such thunderous power when she does swing that everybody runs back and that she just places the drop shot middle of the floor. Nobody's there.
Ink winds up and all the Penguins, as Brian mentioned, back up.
And I don't blame them.
Yeah, no kidding. It's going to come in 114 miles an hour. So they back up and then she softs it in there. Here's Ink with that 114 mile an hour. Kwan with a masterful save, high in the arms. Stocking goes back row. It's dug out by Becca Waller, a 6-foot freshman out of Fresno. First we've heard of Waller tonight. Penguins now on defense. They have trouble. Drifting across is Williams. And Reigns with the block and the point, 12-2. That's the best the D's have looked all night right there.
Yeah, Williams, the 6'2 freshman, got a low set. Couldn't get much under, and Sam Reigns had no problem sending that one back.
12-2, Santos is out, and Jones is back in there. Served by Hannah Stocking. Ink, cross court, front left corner. She goes wide to the back right corner, 13-2 with the perfect kill shot. I mean, that was perfection.
Yeah.
She hit it 900 miles an hour at a wildly obtuse angle. 13-2. Back corner tipped by the front row of the Sunbirds. And the Penguins get the point, 13-3. Penguins are on a bit of a roll all of a sudden.
Doesn't take much to get a team going. Hopefully that's the case here.
Sari Kwan goes to the back row. It's bumped up by Adachi. Oh, brother, an Ink off the front row. It hits the Penguins defender and ran across the tape. And while it was running across the tape, it ended up hitting the antenna, 14-3. Ink to serve. Penguins' attempted kill by Sand is squarely into the outstretched arms of Morgan Williams, who was waiting in perfect position, jumped at just the right moment, and blocked it right back at the feet of Sand before Sand could even land. 15-3. Ink again. Oh! So while Ink is one of the dominant players along with Tucker and Williams for Fresno, she does have a couple of slight weaknesses in her game, but not many. 15-4 as the unforced service error gives the Penguins the point. Reigns to serve into the back row. It's dug out by Kaylee Allen. Allen's a senior at 5'2". And whistles blow, and the Penguins with a two touch. And now it's 15-4, 16-4 in set number two. And the Penguins, Gail Stammer is rotating a lot of players in and out. Reigns comes back out. Larson re-enters, the 5'4 freshman out of Richmond. They go to Larson. Back corner, Lardner. Back set, Jones. Deep. Jones can't find the angle. No, it's off of the front row. Attempted block shot by Fresno. And the Penguins are credited with the point, 16-5.
Didn't look like it touched somebody, but nobody complained.
Santos runs up on it, the lefty for the Penguins, and she delivers a beauty from the back line. Kwan with a nice bump. Back over to Santos. They're going to keep feeding it to Santos as Hannah Butler, the libero player for Fresno, lets one fly. The Penguins back into the front row, and Waller goes deep, 16-6 in set number two. Santos, a 5'6" freshman out of Union City. Penguins have trouble, and right over the top of the front row, Becca Waller makes up for the last play. The 6-foot Waller softs it right over the front row. And the timing, of course, of the blockers is in anticipation of a very hard slam. And when the softy ends up being the play, then, of course, the timing is upset in the front row. Penguins on defense, 17-6. Stocking sends one flying off of the outstretched arms of Kara Mitchell into the 15th row of the grandstand. Stocking with a kill, 17-7. And here's Sand.
Nice play in the stands made by Jake Neusett, center for the men's basketball team here at DU.
That's right. Well, that's a big hands. So the Penguins now on defense, and it's sent flying again by Waller. Waller's been a part of the last three plays, two of which have gone the way of the Penguins. 17-8, Sand lets it fly, and it's out of the stadium. That thing stayed in the air a little long. A little backspin, a floater. 18-8. One thing the Penguins can't afford, well, there's a lot of things the Penguins can't afford right now. One of them are service errors. But Fresno's just a mouthful. Now the Penguins on defense, and a tremendous kill set up from Lardner to Stocking, and Stocking did what Gail Stammer has her here to do, and that is she really roped one in there. And that was one, Brian, that nobody could defend against. 18-9, Lardner, middle row, Ink. Poor leave from Ink. It's just flying all over the place. And the Penguins now on defense after Fresno just tried to help it across. Save, dug out of the net. Price comes in with a block, but a little bit late, and it finds the net. 19-9 in set two.
What's impressing me so much about Fresno Pacific is not just the depth of every player getting in and performing well, but the youth. This team's almost exclusively freshmen and sophomores.
Kwan backs up and accepts the serve. Dinked across by the Penguins. Now it's mashed across by Williams. The DU somehow managed to corral it. Over to the left side, Ink softs it in there. Out of play off of the Penguins diving. Hannah Stocking, 20-9. Waller, the 6-foot freshman out of Fresno, serves it, shanks it, 20-10. Way wide. So Waller is back out, and she has been replaced on Fresno's side. And of the 4 points that she played, only one was successful for Fresno. The other three went the way of the Penguins, so Waller's going to take a break. Stocking serves it up, and now the DUs are on offense. Saved by Price, bumped up by Kwan. Fed over to Jones, which is a great move, and it ends up in the grandstands. And the Penguins with another point, 20-11.
So what we said at the top of the broadcast, if the Lady Penguins are going to win, it's going to be Stocking and Jones putting up the points. They've been doing it here in set two, just need a lot more.
Penguins now on offense, and Ink has it fed to her, and Ink almost ripped the hands off of the front row. I mean, really, Brian, I don't know that the Penguin women have had somebody like Ink or Tucker or Williams hitting from the front row as hard as they are tonight. Certainly not this year. Here's the helper by the Penguins, and Ink takes it off of the antenna, 21-12.
That's how the Lady Penguins need to go back at this powerful Sunbird team with the finesse shots, controlling where it goes, played in the right spot.
Kwan serves it into the net, 22-12. Hoopia Ink runs up on the back line of the service point. They take it all the way to the back row. Reigns can't handle it, and it keeps going. Another ball has left the building, 23-12.
And Ink serves it as hard as she spikes it.
Timeout, Gail Stammer. We'll be back in 30 seconds. 23-12, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, here we go, 23-12. 23-12, and Hoopia Inc. is back behind the line. Set number two. Inc. bounces it a couple dozen times. Now she's ready, spins it, runs up. She goes to Reigns again. This time he handles it beautifully, and Jones with a killer. And Jones lays it in there, 23-13. Allen is back in. Inc. is out. The Penguins will bring in Larson in place of Reigns. Larson, the right-hander, is 5'4" freshman. With an ace at the feet of Allen. So Allen, who's just come in, the 5'4" senior, 5'2" senior against the 5'4" Larson. Larson wins that battle, 23-14. She goes again, same place. Left side over to Allen. Allen can't handle it. Now she dives for it, and Allen was a part of that play as well, 23-15.
It's an impressive fight here by the Lady Penguins. They have a long way back into this set, but they're not giving up.
Larson again, her third consecutive. She goes to Allen for the third time. And the Penguins with a block. Sand and Lardner team up to block it back at the feet of the front row, 23-16. Penguins hanging very tough. They've already bettered their score in set number one by two here. And after starting out 7-0, Penguins with this point, 23-17, as the Sunbirds' set attempt or spike attempt is deep. Larson again to Allen, softly. And the Penguins again after the mistimed attempt by Williams, the 6'2 freshman. 23-18, to use her right there. Larson to Allen, left side, trouble in the net. Tucker softed it over just when the Penguins were backing up, thinking Tucker was going to let him have it. She barely grazed the top of the net on its way over so softly. Set point, 24-18. And the service attempt by Butler. To Stocking, to Lardner, Jones, net. Never even got it over. Set number two goes the Sunbirds, 25-18. And there will be a 10-minute timeout between sets two and three. 25-14 in set one, Brian, 25-18 in set two, and that was after a rocky beginning. You get rid of those first 7 points, and the D's are right there.
Yeah, we saw the Lady Penguins with a nice rally here at the end. The only problem is they waited until the Sunbirds had 23 points. So once the Sunbirds did right the ship, it just took one kill and an error to finish off the set. But if they can get that momentum that they had late in set two and begin set three with it, they may be able to make some noise against Fresno.
Yeah, that's a good point. We'll be back in 9 minutes, fans. Penguins have gotten themselves in a bit of a hole down two sets. But the 25, position number 25 in the nation in D2 schools, Fresno Pacific. That's exactly what the Pacifics want. Keep the Penguins down. Can the Penguins come back? Perhaps. They look pretty good in set number two. We'll have it for you in its entirety in just about 9 minutes, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we are back at the end of the timeout. Or the intermission, I should say, between sets two and three, as is usually the case. 10 minutes goes by so quickly. It's a two-love advantage for the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, who are back in the northern half of the Conlin Center. And on the play-by-play for set number three is my trusty sidekick, Brian Sanchez.
Thank you, Stu. We'll see if the Lady Penguins can get a set win here, their last chance to do so, as the Sunbirds have been very impressive in this match.
Certainly have.
They are showing everybody why they are nationally ranked among NCAA Division II teams, and they're showing why they have so many kills. Hoopia Inc. is just tearing it up, and then freshman Morgan Williams hasn't played a whole lot this year, not extended time like she's getting right now. She's taking full advantage of it. It's going to take near perfect volleyball for the Lady Penguins to pull this one out.
And Ink's back out on the court for set number three with Williams and Adachi. And that's a tough triumvirate to overcome.
Yeah, it is. And the fact that they're starting here set two after winning the first ones means that Kelly Winter, the coach of Fresno Pacific, knows that Dominican is good enough to steal a set and doesn't want to play reserves and let Dominican win set three, get a little momentum. She would rather just try and keep Dominican down, as Kelsey Lardner will start things off with a serve. And it'll set up a kill attempt for Lindsay Peterson, who just checked into the game. And she nails it cross court for a point, 1-0.
Peterson, a 5'10 sophomore out of Fresno. First time we've heard of her tonight. And the first time is a good one for her.
It's going to be the senior, Emily Carroll, with a serve that works perfectly off the hands of the Lady Penguins and down for a point, 2-0 Fresno.
Well, she laid it right on the shoe tops of Jade Santos, who could do nothing with it for a service ace.
Here comes another one from Carroll. Santos bumps it high. Lardner sets up Stocking, and Stocking's blocked, but Dominican retains possession. Stocking just sets it over. Fresno Pacific's right there. Another kill attempt from Peterson. It's thwarted by Dominican as Stocking goes back row. Saved as Hidachi slams one off the hands of the wall for a point. 3-0 Sunbirds. Service is going to stay with the senior, Emily Carroll, out of Montana, as her serve is up, and it's slammed down by Sam Raines, but a nice stop by the libero. Sets up a Peterson shot again, stopped by Kwan. Helped over by Stocking, Sunbirds with another shot. This time it's going to be Hidachi, and she slams it home for a point. She goes up high and slams it down hard, 4-0.
The libero player for the Sunbirds, Hannah Butler, made two spectacular saves on that point and just kept the Sunbirds alive.
Carroll serve is played by Kwan, sets up the freshman Price, and the ball is played into the Dominican half as I make a nice catch on the ball.
If you do say so yourself, and it was pretty nice. You were doing the play-by-play and fielding the ball left-handed, I might add, at the same time.
Got a little lost, but it's okay. 4-1, Dominican within three. Shot by Peterson is sent back by Price. DU point, 4-2.
Play by Price. Got to stay aware, and that's exactly what she did.
Stocking with the serve. It's into Adachi as she plays it back over on one. Sets up a Sam Raines chance off the wall and down for a DU point. 4-3, Lady Penguins within one.
The thing I liked most about that whole play was Adachi at the end of the point slammed the ball out of bounds in disgust.
Stocking with another serve, and it'll end up with a Peterson chip shot, and it works perfectly just out of the reach of the outstretched Jessica Jones, 5-3 Sunbirds.
Well, that good feeling didn't last too long.
Lindsay Peterson checks out. Michaela Tucker checks in as she goes back to serve. Two sets to none, the lead for the Sunbirds. As the serve's away, played up by Dominican, and Jessica Jones with the kill attempt off of Hoopia at the net and down for a point. 5-4, Dominican back within one. It's going to be Sari Kwan to serve, the freshman libero. Lets it fly, back line, played by the libero Walker, and out for a point. Dominican ties it up at five. Nice serve by Sari Kwan.
So is it Ink or is it Furtado, Brian? Because the back of Hoopia's jersey says Furtado.
Uh-oh.
We've been calling her Ink all night.
Play by Ink.
Let's call her Ink.
It says Furtado on the back, Ink on the sheet, as you never know.
No.
We'll go with Ink. Maybe Furtado's a middle name.
Maybe she's Nelly Furtado's sister.
Never know. 6-3 Sunbirds. As Jessica Jones takes a rip at one, looking for the line, finds it. Jones with the point. We're knotted back up at six. Larson's going to check in for Reigns to take over the serving duties. As they have a chance to take the lead here early, set three. The freshman lets the serve fly, back row played by the Sunbirds. It's going to be kill attempt for Adachi, blocked by Jones, but out of bounds for a Fresno Pacific point as they take the lead back 7-6.
You know, it's hard enough to get a good block off, but then to have it land in bounds, that's the back half of the trouble.
Adachi with the serve, Larson plays it. Lardner sets up Jessica Jones. Lofts it in the middle, played easily by Fresno Pacific as Alcorn, who just checked in, plays it off the hands of the wall, up and out for a Fresno Pacific point, 8-6.
Alcorn with a killer.
It's going to be Adachi, the senior out of Brazil with the serve. As Kwan plays it up and back, Larson goes and gets it, and Kwan just helps it over. So here comes a Fresno Pacific kill opportunity, and it's Hoopia Inc. with the smash. Nobody had a chance at that one. 9-6, Fresno.
Holy mackerel. That came off of the diving Sari Kwan and went 90 feet sideways. It was hit so hard.
Adachi with another serve. Larson watches this one sail out for Dominican point. 9-7 now, and it's Dominican side out as Jade Santos checks in.
The rare error by Fresno.
Santos, the lefty freshman, is going to serve. Gets it up, played by Walker. It's going to be a kill attempt for Alcorn. Smashes it off the wall and down for a point. 10-7, Sunbirds.
Alcorn's not a starter, but boy, is she a good fresh pair of legs to bring in now. She's just really good in that front row.
Peterson checks in. She'll grab Michaela Tucker as Hoopia Inc. goes back to serve. As the sophomore from Brazil lets it fly. Back row, Santos to Lardner to Hannah Stocking. Saved by Inc.
Man.
As Adachi sets up Peterson, tries to slam it down, but it's out of bounds for a Dominican point. 10-8. Laura Price, the freshman, checks in for Dominican as Ashley Sand goes back to serve.
Penguins are very close in this one, Brian.
Sand serve is a good one. Walker plays it back across on the poor bump. It looked like it might have stayed in, but the ref says no. Point Dominican, 10-9. Lady Penguins within one. Sand to serve, looking to tie this set up. Played by the Sunbirds, and it's going to be Alcorn blocked at the net. Santos sets it for Stocking off the wall, but playable. Here comes Peterson with a push shot. Doesn't work. Larson's there. Stocking tries a push out of her own. Doesn't work. Here comes Peterson. Top spinner finds court in front of Ashley Sand. That one looked like a heat seeker going straight down. 11-9 Fresno. It's going to be Butler, the freshman libero, to serve. She gets it away. Larson plays it to Lardner, who sets up Stocking, goes cross-court, blocked at the net. Adachi sets up Alcorn with a perfect drop shot right inside the line for a point. 12-9 Fresno Pacific.
But Alcorn has great court awareness. She really does. She hits them hard when she needs to and doesn't when she doesn't need to. She's not flashy, she's just good.
Here comes Butler again as she serves it to Larson, to Lardner, to Price in the middle, saved by the Sunbirds. Adachi's going to set up Alcorn off the wall hard and mishandled by Butler and Adachi. The block by Stocking gets a point for the Lady Penguins, 12-10.
Yeah, you said it best. That's all it was. It was just misplayed. Because it wasn't a tough back at him at all.
Lardner set to serve for Dominican. Gets it away just over the net. Nice. As it's set up, however, for Waller to slam it down, and she takes full advantage. For a Sunbirds point, 13-10. As a couple of substitutions here, is Carol is going to check in, as is number 13, Amy Siemens, for Fresno.
You know, that the bump on the last play was set too far, and Adachi had the awareness to bring it back and then allow the kill shot to unfold.
Sam Raines plays one over the net, off the wall, and down for a point. 13-11, Dominican refuses to go away in this one, back within two. It's going to be Hannah Stocking to serve. Dominican trying to win a set here in this match, down 2-0. It's going to be a kill attempt by Peterson, and she mishits it for a Dominican point. 13-12, within one are the Lady Penguins. Stocking to serve again. Gets it away. Butler to Carroll. Slam by Waller. Doesn't work. Dominican with a chance of their own. Stocking sets a back row. Saved. Quick set by the Sunbird. Stopped by Price. Here comes a kill attempt. Unsuccessful as Jessica Jones will come back cross court with her own, bumped up by the Sunbirds. Peterson's going to try and slam one down cross court. Whistle blows and Peterson touched the net. Yep. Lady Penguins get the point as it's 13-12. Dominican back within one.
Peterson was off balance and found the net.
Now 13-13 as they update the scoreboard.
First time all night it's been tied.
Stocking with the serve. Peterson with the smash. Off the wall and down. Out of bounds for a Sunbirds point as they quickly get their lead back 14-13.
Just asking a little too much to go ahead of the Sunbirds. Tying them was an accomplishment unto itself.
Michaela Tucker and Hoopia Inc. in for the Sunbirds as Tucker's back to serve. Gets it away. Kwan bumps it up nicely as Lardner sets up Sam Raines off the wall. Off a diving Butler and into the net for a Dominican point. Knotted back up, 14-all. It's going to be the freshman Kwan to serve for Dominican. He's going to try and take a lead for the first time in this match. Here comes a shot by the Sunbirds. Unsuccessful. Jessica Jones for the lead off the wall. Blocked nicely by Siemens as Fresno Pacific takes the lead back 15-14. Morgan Williams, who's had a big night, checks in. Hannah Butler out. And it's Becca Waller back to serve for Fresno Pacific. Services away as Ashley Sand takes a hack at one. It's off the hands of Tucker and out for a point. 15-all, Dominican is able to tie it. Can they finally take a lead?
Allen's back in as Waller's out.
Valerie Larson, checks in, gets the serve away. As Hoopia Inc. is going to drop one perfectly right in front of the line for the Sunbirds as they take the lead back 16-15. And if history is any indicator of what will happen here, Dominican should tie it up.
Recent history, you're right.
Here comes Adachi with the serve. Back row Stocking bumps Lardner with a nice save. As Stocking can do nothing but help it over. Adachi is going to set it up for Hoopia Inc., who smashes one past the sliding Stocking for a point. 17-15 Sunbirds.
It's a good thing they make the construction of these volleyballs is such that they can put up with a Hoopia Inc. smash.
That's right.
Not go flat.
Serve from Adachi is a good one as Ashley Sand tries to play a chip shot. Doesn't work. Adachi sets up Williams. Williams wasn't ready. Point Dominican back within one and with the side out. 17-16 Fresno.
Again, Adachi tried to bring it back from on its way over the net to bring it back into play, and Williams was not ready, as you mentioned.
Jade Santos to serve for Dominican. She gets it away. Adachi is going to set it up for Hoopia Inc. Straight down in front of Larson for a point, 18-16.
What a killer that was. I mean, that was before the front line, that 10-foot line was 2 feet short of it.
You don't even need to see Hoopia hit it to know it's her. You could just hear it.
Yeah, you can feel it.
As it's Ink to serve. Santos bumps it up. Lardner goes and saves it. Stocking can only help it over. Butler to Adachi to Alcorn with the smash. Back row Kwan able to bump it high. Larson can play it. Santos helps it over. There's Butler again. Adachi to Alcorn. Down. No. Kwan's there. Played over. Here comes a Sunbird opportunity. Peterson with a push shot. Stocking's there on her knees. Lardner shoves it through. Williams hit the wall for the point to tie it back up. No. Dominican within one, 18-17. Going to be Ashley Sand to serve. 18-17 Fresno Pacific. Dominican looking to tie it again here in set three. Serves away, top of the net, but it falls on the Dominican side for a point. 19-17, Fresno back up by two. It's going to be Butler, the libero, to serve for the Sunbirds. Kwan bumps it up. Lardner is able to save the bump that was going out, so Kwan helps it over. Sunbird opportunity as Alcorn slams it straight down off the hands of Larson for a point. 20-17, Fresno Pacific enters the red zone and lead by three.
Alcorn is just death in that front right corner.
Absolutely right. She goes up high and she hits it hard. Timeout, Gail Stammer and Dominican Lady Penguins trailing by three, 20-17. In set three, they need to win this set to keep this match going. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Live Women's Volleyball on radio.dominican.edu. We're back on radio.dominican.edu with set three of the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds against the Dominican University Lady Penguins. It's two sets to none. Fresno's up. They also lead set three, 20-17, and it's their side out. Here's Butler with the serve. As Santos bumps it high, Lardner set. Hannah Stocking off the wall, but playable for Fresno. As Peterson takes a rough set, knocked up by Price, tries to slam it home, saved by Fresno. Here comes another chance for Price into the middle and off the arms of Kaylee Allen for a point. 20-18, Dominican refuses to let Fresno pull away. It's going to be Kelsey Lardner to serve now. Dominican trying to inch back into this one. 20-18, set three. As Lardner lets the serve fly. Peterson plays it to Adachi. Back to Peterson. Kwan's there easily. As Lardner sets up Stocking. Nothing to do there but help it over. Here comes the Alcorn smash. Looking for the line and in front of the diving Santos for a point. 21-18, Sunbirds back up by three.
Kind of an off-speed delivery by Alcorn. She wound up like she was going to murder it. She didn't dink it. It was somewhere in between. A 68-mile-an-hour curveball.
Emily Carroll with the serve as Kwan bumps it up. Lardner is able to save it. So Kwan just hits it back over the net. Here comes a Fresno opportunity. It's going to be Adachi hard off the arms of Lardner and down for a point despite the effort from Kwan. 22-18, and Dominican needs to make a run right now.
This would be the time to do it. Fresno smells blood.
Carroll with another serve. Lets it go. Stocking's there as Lardner sets up Sam Raines off the wall and down for a point. 22-19, not done yet, are the Lady Penguins as Jessica Jones is in and Stocking's back to serve.
Somebody put a bandage on that penguin wound.
Stocking serve is away. As Adachi to Carroll into the middle and slammed home nicely by Becca Waller for a point. 23-19 as the Sunbirds are that much closer to match point. It's going to be Michaela Tucker, the freshman from Placerville, to serve as a timeout is taken before then. Coach Stammer wants to talk with the girls about the end of this set. 23-19 in set three. Almost match point for Fresno. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on radio.dominican.edu. We're back near the end of set three as Tucker with the serve as Fresno's up 23-19. Lardner's going to set up Sam Raines for the smash, saved by Carroll. Here comes an attempt from Hoopia Inku, just checked in, and it's hard off the hands of Kwan into the back wall for a point. 24-19, match point. Sunbirds.
Ink makes it look easy. The great ones always do.
Tucker with the serve. Jones down to bump it up. Lardner sets Stocking, can only set it over. See if Carroll sets up Ink. She does. She slams it on the line. The Lady Penguins disagree, but the referee is going to talk with Kelsey Lardner here.
The referee, Lardner, argues with the ref. The ref holds the cross up across her chest and says, that's it, folks. You can say anything you want, but the game's over.
So match point for Fresno off the hand of Hoopia Inc., who had such a dominant performance in this one. That was kill number 16 in the match for Inc. as the Fresno Pacific comes in here and sweeps the Lady Penguins. The Lady Penguins are now 3-2 in conference as they lose set 3-25-19. But they're going to have a chance for another conference win against Holy Names. That's coming up on Thursday. That's going to be at 7 o'clock right here on radio.dominican.edu. And tonight, I think it comes down to just too much ink.
It was a lot of ink on the court, that's for sure. It was like a squid got mad out there tonight, Brian. A lot of ink, or whatever her name is, because her jersey doesn't reflect our reporting. But she was just really something. And I got to say, Tucker was tough, and Alcorn was tough. And frankly, all of them were tough. And Penguins did absolutely everything they could, but they really couldn't do much more. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, Fresno Pacific came in ranked 25 in the nation, and they showed why, sweeping the Lady Penguins 3-0. They'll be back at it against Holy Names on Thursday. It's a conference match. You don't want to miss it. It'll be right here on radio.dominican.edu. I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight. For Stuart Horn, I'm Brian Sanchez. And until Thursday, for some more Penguins volleyball, we wish you a good night.